Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neil playing Charwin Triot, the Flame Dancer Bard.
Will playing Nath Vendikar, the Human Monk.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown. Normally have something funny to say, but I'm just glad to be back.
Curtis, not bird, nor plane, nor neither dog. It's just little old me. Underfrog.
Frog!
Bird, you see, Pete, there was this cartoon called Underdog back in the day.
A frog. Underfrog. Completely different.
Neither bird nor plane nor even frog. It's just little old me. Underdog.
I'm just picturing that, what was it, Looney Tunes, where the little frog comes up and is dancing and then
Michigan J. Frog.
Michigan J.
That's
frog.
It.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
That would be the one.
Baby, my heart's on fire.
Who is that left?
And last but not least, it's Peter.
It's Meta playing.
Playing Meta. Fuck you guys.
The traditional greeting of Pete.
Fuck you, Dirty Pete.
Most of us come here to get into character. Pete comes here to be in character.
Hey, and I am awake today, so far.
Yay!
You got that sleepwalker action going yet?
Yep. Had a pot of Deathwish coffee this morning. Uh-huh. Had two Frappuccinos and had the Sleepwalker energy shot. So I'm conscious for at least 30 minutes.
All right.
Good, good.
Your poor arteries, though.
Man.
More like poor heart.
The ulcers.
He's got an iron gut.
You get used to it.
He's young.
Hello, ulcer, my old friend.
I've come to pain you again.
I've gotten used to the ulcer.
Your stomach softly sleeping.
Regurgitating acid, I do.
Actually, my stomach's fine. Pretty the duodenum, on the other hand.
Every time I eat a drink,
it makes me think
about cottage cheese diets.
Maybe a kale juice drink.
Wow.
Coming to Carnegie Hall this fall.
Neil and Garfunkel.
I was thinking more like Lyman and Barkunkel. Or Carbuncle. Something.
Carbuncle.
Carbuncle?
Neil and Carbuncle. Yes.
Carbuncle's appropriate. That's, one a, that's a monster.
Neil walks on stage. Where's all the people?
Well, it's virtual because it's COVID.
Yes, yes. You're a star, kid. You're a star. Just sing.
Well, now, some of you I have recently seen. Some of you I haven't seen in like a month.
Like 2 months.
I know.
Two months?
Been longer than that.
November.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to see you
that's
virtually.
And I haven't seen Will in like 3 months.
Yeah.
I know.
Poor bastard. Missed out last time. Man, so other than beards getting a little longer, what's new?
Pussycat, whoa.
Now we're doing Wayne Newton?
No, not Wayne Newton.
You did bring a new character, right?
Oh, yeah, Tom Jones. The other Vegas guy.
Did anyone tell Will that we killed his character last time?
Yeah, I put it in the group chat. He just didn't believe me. He thought I was joking because he's so funny.
We were trying to tell him we're tired of him being useless, but he didn't believe it.
Hey, he cleared all that brush by himself. You leave him alone.
And let's be honest.
That's why he's an NPC.
Will's not useless. Nath is useless. There's a difference.
Huge difference.
Nath is an NPC
you can't,
now. He's
you
just
can't
a brush
just make
clear.
Nath.
You know, his character, Will, or vice versa.
Right. Look, congratulations.
Nobody,
you get the pick,
and I mean nobody, milks a snake better.
Oh, I have a character prepared if that's the case. It's got a lot of visual cues, so it'll be really good for the podcast.
Oh, it'll be great for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to listen to that.
Yeah.
Especially for our blind listeners.
What?
You know what the most scariest phrase is for blind people?
Watch
out. Do not touch.
Oh.
Especially when they read Braille.
Yeah. It's already too late.
Yes, it's already too late.
Anytime anybody brings up a blind person, I just think of this one comedian that I heard one time. He was telling about how he had a blind friend. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember who it was, but it's hilarious because he goes, "Hey, dude, I can't read this. And can you help me out?" And he hands the guy a Lego.
What a dick.
That's exactly what his friend said, yeah.
And there, just like that, half of our listeners disappeared.
Just the blind ones.
Dude, you're a dick.
So we're down to two listeners now.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I've been insanely busy. But also, we've had some really good things happen. The wife and I got new furniture. We got that home last night. Yay.
So that's new.
That was awesome. Mark. And we got a hot tub delivered Friday. That was amazing, let me tell you.
So
been wanting one of those for a long time.
What day are we supposed to come down there then?
Well, strange you should say that, but I'm hopefully to have a weekend sometime after FriendCon, but before like the summer kicks off.
Second question.
So, yes.
Before December kicks off?
Before the summer. Summer. Summer.
Second question, is clothing required in the hot tub?
Well, it depends on who's there when we do it, yes.
I'm not coming now.
Way to turn it weird, Neil.
You're welcome.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody else was thinking about it, but nobody else wanted to voice it.
Well, you know, that's why we have Neil.
I'd like to sit in a hot tub naked with you guys. You know, you really don't know your friends till you know.
Well, of course not. Clothes hide a lot.
Well, Kurt, I'm glad that you know me then.
Or not much.
That one New Year's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about that on the air.
Hey, you brought it up.
What happens in the kitchen on New Year's stays in the kitchen on New Year's.
It was in the dining room.
Whatever.
It was so traumatized he doesn't remember what room it was in.
He blanked it out.
I didn't come to that particular New Year's.
Let's just say that there's not many things Jason won't do for victory.
I won that game. I won. No, it was Brent got up and left the room. Kurt put his hands over his eyes, and my at the time girlfriend and both of Brent's and Kurt's wives just hands on, you know, chins on their fists and just like staring right at me like, go ahead. Get naked.
All right.
I'm a little old to be getting naked in a room full of women.
I'm a little fat to be getting naked in a room full
of women. Well, that's what he meant by old.
I was going. Ah, okay. I wasn't going to say that.
I will.
Kurt, I don't think women, men, I think there's a difference there. You're too old to be getting naked in front of either.
Good comeback.
Are you saying you don't like me, Pete?
I just don't think you like me naked.
Push your fucking pants back on, Kurt.
Hey, this is my garage. Right. If I want a game without pants, damn it.
At least sit in your own chair.
You know, I had a meeting at the new job that I'm working and when
virtual?
Everybody, yeah, one of those Zoom meetings. Anyway, you get to put your own nickname in there, and I put my nickname as I'm wearing pants. And
nice.
I thought you were going to say pothole.
His boss quickly changed his to, I'm not.
Everybody's like, thank God.
Will?
Good shit.
Yes.
It's been 3 months, Will. Did you tell anything new?
I sat inside for 2 months.
It's been 3 months.
What'd How'd that go month? For you?
It was boring. You don't say. No, most of my family didn't do anything for this holiday. One part of my girlfriend's family did, which was the only one that's actually still in the area. So we went to that, but that's it. Staring at walls.
It was a pretty pathetic Christmas for most of us this year, I think.
So when I contacted you over this break and I'm like, hey, if you're not doing anything, I'm playing this new video game, like we could play together. And you're like, dude, I've been like super busy. Like, what was that? Like,
dude, you're busted.
He was busy sitting there inside looking at the wall.
I was busy.
Counting tiles.
I'm so bored.
I was busy not hanging out with you, asshole.
I was busy playing a different game.
What game was that, Will?
Guild Wars 2.
Oh.
That's pretty much what I've been doing since there's not much to do outside the house right now.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I did hint that I was not going to play that game due to the gacha mechanics.
Well,
was that Genshin Impact?
Yes.
Yeah, there is gotcha. A silver lining here, Jason. It's not, I'm too busy to play with you, but I spent the entire time playing that game just without you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been worse. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, as far as Christmas was pretty okay around our house. I mean,
good.
We had to
put clothes on?
No, we had to Skype with with Sawyer and Wren, my daughter-in-law, my oldest son. They're in Nashville, Tennessee, but got a cool gift from him. We got a whiskey decanter set. It's like a globe shape with nice. You know, the stem. It's got the frosting of the world, you know, map on it, and globe. Inside it's got a little three-mast ship blown in glass. Pretty cool.
That's
two rocks glasses. Badass. Looks great with whiskey in it. And then Bryce gave me a box with a picture in it with an Amazon truck and a stick figure with his middle finger up at the Amazon truck, because his gift did not make it on time because it, for some reason, it went all the way out to fucking Washington. After it got to Illinois, they sent it back out to Washington and then back to Illinois. So last week, I got Bryce's gift. Now, I'm going to just say it straight out there. Sawyer usually wins the cool gift for dad award. I mean, he's got me a mace. He's got me a longsword. He's got me a lordship to Sealand. You know, I mean, I'm actually a lord of Sealand now. So he usually wins, but Bryce knocked it out of the park. He got me an honest-to-God rapier, and it is bad fucking ass.
Awesome. Nice.
So shout out to Bryce and Sawyer. Try harder next year.
So wait a minute. You have a lordship, and you don't introduce yourself as Lord Washley. The fuck is wrong with you?
You know, I don't want to put on airs, you know, around you guys. I mean, we're all just guys.
What,
you know.
What was it, a lordship up again?
To the Principality of Sealand. It's actually a World War II era channel fort, which is outside the 3-mile radius of England. This family took a boat out there, claimed it as their own, named it Sealand, and the family's lived there ever since. And they petitioned Parliament several times, and they finally got ceded the sovereign use of the Sealand Fort. So it's now a principality, and to keep upkeep and stuff, they sell lordships, like 1 square foot. So I owe 1 square foot of Sealand.
For $50?
I don't know. It's, you know, yeah. Quite a bit, you know.
I've seen advertisements
of,
for no, that.
I've also nobility, seen this, you know. Nice thing. Yeah, Scotland's also doing that. $50.
That's where Scotland I was going. I saw that all the time this year. Yeah.
I'm
going
to get one of those one of these days.
It's $50, man. You can do it.
Be Lord Bozarth.
Then you can be Lord. Your no, ass. You I could be that. Lord Pothole.
Lord Bozarth.
Lord Pothole.
No.
Yes.
No.
Lord Pothole. That is the best.
No. That's a biker nickname.
That
man.
Is perfect, man. And then get one for Pete, and he can be Lord Dick Dick. And you guys be Lord Dick Dick and Lord Pothole all together.
Just call him Double D.
So if you ever like have to go in to court or something like that, that is exactly what you should do.
You should have them announce you as Lord.
Yes.
Yep. Lord Pothole.
Yep.
I have a title. I need you to use it.
Way back in the day, I helped, when I worked at the AT&T store, I was helping these two college girls set up internet at their apartment, right?
I think and I've seen this movie.
It was it was well,
hopefully you didn't have the kids
older internet. Yeah, I was at work, dipshit. Like
no, Pete. He said he saw that anyway.
Okay. It was older internet, so they had to have phone line with it, right? And when you set up these older phone lines, you get to choose how it's listed. So they were the Honorable Janine Smith Esquire the Third.
Wow.
It's just like, how many titles can we stick on this?
Nice.
Probably a bunch more. Because why wouldn't you?
Well, it only lets you. It's only got spaces for so many.
So many characters.
Yep. I was like, do you want to be a doctor, a reverend, an honorable? Like, what do you want?
Inventive. Memorable.
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And he still remembers it.
Yeah. What else you guys got?
I had someone quit at work, and I hired a replacement.
Awesome.
Wow.
There's a story right there.
It's really exciting.
Well, I'm really excited to be gearing up for FriendCon 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
First one was awesome. I think the second one's going to be just
as good. And by the time
this
comes out, it'll already be done, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, that was an awesome time. We had a great time, a lot of fun.
We have more space this time, too, which is going to be awesome. We're not going to have to cram into the kitchen this time. We're going to have a full kitchen downstairs. Actually have a real table.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Good time.
Unfortunately, Pete's going to be there this time, though.
Yeah. You got to deal with the bad.
Yeah.
You know. Fortunately, we won't have to drive all the way to Farmer City for one of our games.
We can actually do it all on location this time, because that's why we booked out both places. Otherwise, we're going to be restricted to 12 people again. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that.
I mean, for the Farmer City thing, most of us were already here. So
that's why we did it that way.
Pretty simplistic that way,
yeah.
Nice and easy.
No, it worked really well that time, but like if we have the choice.
Yeah, I mean, it was just last minute kind of thing. Like, oh, you can only have 12 people on site. I'm like, why did you tell us this 3 days before the event?
Like, yeah.
Probably because it's a house that's only meant for, like, COVID.
The real reason was that Bloomington had just passed a lockdown thing, and she just forgot to tell me.
Oopsie.
And so we could only have 12 people. And that,
but damn it, Karen.
Because of that, it was why we ended up renting out both places that we could have 16 people instead of 12.
That it way, works.
Yeah. It's a little bit more money, but it's going to work out at least, better this way for
at least
sure.
It's a bit more centralized this time. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a lot better this way.
Yeah, at least it's the same building.
I'm looking forward to Gil and Britt again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
You know, you used to get a badge for it, but then so many people had the badge, and it was just
meaningless.
And then when he got his own badge, it was just like, all right.
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
The scenario that I ran last night was finishing up when I started a while back. Well, the last session that we played, but Britt's playing a rogue. Goes into this room that's a bunch of traps.
Fender Thew.
And he failed 6 saves against traps and died.
Wow.
Awesome.
What a shitty rogue.
In a row.
Awesome.
So, awesome. I'm going to be honest. I'm imagining a scenario where somebody has a box, like a drawer of their kitchen full of these badges, and they're like, what the hell am I going to do with all these? And they start melting them down with the precious metals.
No, forms it into one super badge.
Well, makes it into a breastplate.
Maybe if they'd have worn this, then, you know.
Breastplate of badges.
He had a magic item, brought him back, and then last night, we're finishing it up, and I I thought...
Sorry, I'm just catching up to speed on what I was doing.
I was going to kill him again. But nah. No, the little fucker had enough strength to survive.
It was close.
It was.
Down to about 6 left, I believe. He hit me a couple times, and could have been worse.
Yeah, shadows are one of those creatures that do not live up to their... They far surpass the CR listed on them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What were they, CR?
Shadows.
I mean, I was joking last night when I wanted to know that for an answer CR5. For, you know.
No. I think they were CR 3 or 4.
Yeah, they're CR 3.
Wow.
But their damage is it's just 1d6 strength.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a caster that
most of the time strength damage can't kill you, but shadows can. Yeah.
Shadows can.
Which
can't
is
kill
why
you.
They should be higher CR.
Yeah.
And they're also incorporeal.
Yeah.
Which is a bitch in Pathfinder 1.
Yeah, but oddly we didn't have that rough of a time hitting it last night for some reason.
Yeah, funnily enough,
you reread it in corporeal, didn't you?
I may have reread it after I got home and realized, I could have killed Britt.
You could have killed a lot of people.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered for my damage though, because I still would have hit even with the first mischance.
Yeah,
my
you bow had Bane going.
No, my bow ignores the mischance because of it.
You ignore mischance because of cover.
No, and concealment. Yeah,
this is not neither of those.
Heart seeking, right?
Yeah.
They had to have a heartbeat.
No, not heart seeking. It's just called seeking.
Okay.
it works like magic missile.
Heart seeking is melee weapons.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, shadows have the same issue in 5e, too. They're very under CR'd for what they do.
Speaking of 5e, Will, you will probably really like this. And some of the other guys may, too, because it's kind of neat. I just finally got my Kickstarter delivered. I had Kickstarter supported the Lost City of Gaxmore, which is a conglomeration between Luke and Ernie Gyax. They made the whole scenario and realm, basically, back in 2000. They've been playing it and updating it and everything for, like, 20 years. Basically, it's a city out of time. It's really good backstory on it. I'll let you read it sometime. But it's a city out of time. It comes back to the material plane, and all these different evil creature races, these factions, have taken over this huge walled city. And now it's in this kingdom on the material plane. And so, you know, ruling duchies and dukes and duchesses and stuff, they're like, hey, you need to go find out what's going on with that, because that just appeared and this is weird. So adventurers have been going to the city, and a lot of them don't come back, and it's just, it's a huge campaign, kind of like a Greyhawk almost deal. But I just got that, been reading through it. Awesome. A lot of famous people did like parts of it. They put like scenarios and different adventures and one shots in there. Matt Mercer, Joe Manganiello, Lisa Teague, several, you know, big names in, you know, in 5e stuff and Dungeons and Dragons, but just kind of scratched the surface, but it's pretty awesome.
That sounds amazing.
So I'm hoping that, because not this year, of course, but maybe next year, they're going to actually have Gary Kahn in person, and then I'll take it and get Ernie and Luke to sign it and anybody else I can catch there that has it, and then I'll have the whole enchilada.
Very nice.
That would be amazing. I'd be jealous even more than I am already of you.
You know, I'm telling you, if if you guys want to go to a Gary Kahn, just get the time off. I'll have a room.
There's the trick.
Okay? I mean,
getting the time off.
It's like a four-day weekend.
For some of us, it's time off. For some of us, it's time off and small children. And what are you going to say, Pete? Go ahead.
Nope. No, I'm good. I was going to say, I got a wife.
Yeah. See, I'm lucky. My wife goes with me, and my children are not small anymore. So.
My wife and I right now are looking to when we can con the mother-in-law to watch the kids for a long weekend, and we get back to Gen Con.
That'd be nice. I still need to go to that sometime. What I was going to say is, my kids are old enough, but no, not anymore.
Yeah. Little Spartacus. Someday she too will come and conquer realms with her daddy.
Yes. And I'm hopeful. I keep explaining to her Pathfinder while I'm in there in the nursery working on characters and
read her from the core rule.
Chapter 1. What is a role-playing game?
Rule number 1. Have fun. Rule number 2. Do what your dad says. Oh, it's right there.
Lasers.
Don't tell me we're going to face red. Sharks with freaking laser beams.
Blue or red?
On their head.
Red.
I was listening to the podcast Critical Hit, and they've been exploring different settings and systems and stuff. One of the ones they've been doing was Sentinels of the Multiverse, which is like a superhero setting. And in their last episode, they actually were fighting sharks with lasers and a cyborg squid deep underwater.
Fabulous.
Yep.
Freaking laser beams on their heads.
It's amazing.
So...
I was just thinking, yeah, it might be about time to get into this.
Oh.
We're running out of juice. A little early. Yes.
We're good.
I believe Neil had crabs or something.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Meta did, because Meta was the one talking to him.
And then we only have 5 figs on the board. We're missing
He's
one.
He's in the wall over there.
Four? Oh, okay. Oh, with the basket
the
even.
Basket, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when does Nat not have the basket?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's canon.
Since Nat wasn't here last time, you're just going to have to figure out a place to stick him there, partner.
That was going to be my question.
Somewhere on the deck.
Somewhere.
So I'll... trying to remind you a bit about where you're at right now.
Off in the distance we hear, hey guys, wait for me.
You are in a recess, more or less. No, that's not
kickball.
Kickball?
Dodgeball.
You said recess.
You're gonna say, okay. Kickball.
Wall ball.
I remember that cartoon.
It's more like a low plateau. Something that would be ordinarily underwater. On the cliff face, you can see, Pete, I'm going to fucking shove that right up your ass.
Oh, graffiti, huh?
Yeah. Some amazing graffiti here.
And what makes it more amazing, it's chiseled into the cliff face in Aklo.
Well.
There's a lot of time and dedication for that little slur right there.
It's a deep dive, yeah.
I don't know who Pete is, but I don't know what it was, but they were going to put it up his ass.
Fuck you, Dirty Pete.
It's been saved for posterity in stone.
Posterior jokes are amazing.
Posterior for posterity.
On the,
shitty joke.
Is that posterity then?
On the cliff face, you see two distinct watermarks.
I'm going to shove that up your ass, Pete.
Pete needs to get that tattooed on his ass in Aklo.
The tattoo artist fucks it up and summons a demon.
In his ass.
Get it out! Get it out! Really? A sausage demon? Who knew there was such a thing?
Not an excremental?
Excremental.
Tattoo artist is just like, man, not this is again. The third time. I think I got the insurance for it this time.
Get the salt! Get the salt!
See what you started.
This has been Will and Six Assholes. Thanks, Will.
Thanks for joining us.
One of those assholes has a demon in it. Figure it out.
Shoved up there by it.
It's the little one.
So we're in a recess.
Little crown. I might make it through. So on the cliff face, you see two distinct water lines. And where you stand currently is well below that other water line. So you assume this is even lower than low tide. This is FUBAR.
Sandbar.
Yeah, sandbars. Yeah, that too.
And we're standing on the deck of a previously sunken ship?
Well, it's still kind of submerged. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Not
exactly
as
right.
Sunken ship.
Yeah, right. It's drastically reduced. But yeah, you are on deck.
And Meta's talking to crabs, right?
Yeah, this thing's held together at this point mostly by barnacles and seaweed and, you know, whatever, wildlife, you know, coral, stuff like that. But amazingly, before you still see, you know, a bit of a wall with a door in it. You can assume that's the probably the galley, captain's quarter, something like that, based on all the other ships that you've seen. What do you wish to do?
Are the crabs telling you anything important, or, like, is there other people on board or creatures?
I don't recall.
I believe last time we talked to the crabs, they said food, pinch, pinch, food.
Pretty
pinch,
much.
And pinch, they food. Gave us permission to board. Yeah. Said they'd leave us alone.
Oh, all right. There should be a hatch or a gangway going down, so I suppose we should look there.
Oh, no, you're level with the door. You can just go on up to it.
10 points and goes, found it!
See, that's why I like her. She's always so observant.
Right? But there still is what you can supposedly guess, a lower deck that is still submerged. You're on, like, the main deck.
Tam will go to the door.
Meta will follow Tam.
I will follow Tam and Meta. That's Artemis.
Darwin will look for a way down to the lower deck.
All right. Position yourselves.
Tam, where is your sword? Are you holding it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And did you not notice that we have a new and improved map now that we're almost done with it? It has a grid!
Dun, dun, dun!
Only took a couple hours. No problem, guys.
And your sword's...
You're worth it.
Yeah. Hey, Britt, it looks great, man. You did fantastic. You should feel good. You just... Wow, man. Wow. Hey, everybody, come on. Help me. Good job, Britt. Yeah, let's good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, looks
yeah.
We'll make sure you get pictures for the YouTube.
That's a whole lot of map. Britt,
yeah. I don't want you to ever lie to my face like that again.
I'll try. Who's up front?
Tam.
No, who's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know which is. I don't know.
I don't know who's on
Artemis
third.
Or,
yeah, I don't know who's third, yeah.
I hit. There before she gets too far away, I hit Tam with guidance.
Smack her on the ass?
Well, it just. I probably can't reach her ass. I more touch her calf muscle.
Okay, way. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, he'd like to keep that hand.
All right.
She is holding her sword after all.
All right. So there's a door. It's closed.
Tam tries to open it because she automatically checks for locks by being within 10 feet of it.
Locks or traps?
Traps. Automatically checks for traps.
Yeah, what's your mod for that?
65.
Oh, it's fantastic. Uh-huh. It's 8.
Well, just by the way, that was the thing I was going to ask you last night, but didn't think you'd know right off the top of your head.
Yeah, I would have had no idea.
Yep. That's why I said, wait till tomorrow! It opens. And the furniture in this soggy galley lies in a wet heap against the southern wall of this seaweed-choked room.
Tam, is there a futon in there?
Yes.
What the fuck is a futon?
Tam will enter the room and...
It's like a couch, but it's actually just a big pad with some wood in it.
Look around for anything potentially dangerous.
Okay.
Well, you notice right away that water is still dripping from the ceiling in here. That's probably just because up until recently it's been flooded underwater. You see another door to the west, propped ajar just a little bit by the remains of a chair. And other than the other furniture, that's what you see.
We wander over there, that direction to the door to the west. Has anybody got light? Or should we light a torch? Or
I got light. Do you need it?
Well, I mean, somebody needs it because we can't see. Yes,
we need light.
Meta's going to walk into the room and search it real good.
Who wants to carry the light?
Tam will. She'll just point her sword at you.
Okay.
Yeah. In a non-threatening fashion.
Nath will assist in searching the room.
Put light on the sword.
GM?
Yes.
32 to search the room.
32? Altogether or total?
Total.
Okay. Yeah. With all that, you notice not much more than what I've already said. The ground, the planks below your feet are wet. You know, it's still dripping in from the ceiling.
Does Meta find her futon?
No. Sorry, no futons.
Sorry, I lied to you.
There's a couple of planks that look like they could have been a futon at some point. But they are too far gone to...
It's not your fault. We didn't have the light.
Yeah.
Now we have light. You can see there's just planks in the futon.
Right.
We could probably build a futon.
Clearly, I thought the fainting couch was a futon, but it's just a fainting couch. I apologize.
Yep.
Now, what did we see about this door? You said the chair is like got it slightly ajar.
Yeah, there's a board like stuck in it, you know, on the ground level.
Take the jaw.
There's a...
Does the now we have light, I'm going to look through the the crack in the door there, so to speak, where the chair has it open. Do I see stairs going down? Do I see another room?
You see another room.
Another room.
Yes.
All right. I will very carefully open the door.
Okay. You open the door, and you see a creature.
Hello.
And let me describe this creature to you. I mean,
please.
He kind of looks like Dobby the house elf, but with, like, wings. If that makes any kind of sense.
Is he wearing a sock?
No.
Then he is not a free elf.
Nope. He is definitely not. I have printed a picture directly from a bestiary or two. He looks like he's dripping with water. Go ahead and pass it around. And he kind of pops up out of some of the rubble and says,
"Stand tall and report on this damnable low tide."
What language?
Common.
I will immediately pop to and do a backward hand salute and go, "Sir, TARDIS fallen below the gunwale, sir."
That's what I suspected. Why for tooth?
Not sure, sir. Coming down here to see what you could tell us about it, sir.
I know nothing. I was hoping you could tell me.
Perhaps it was a someone off the boat, sir. Caused a natural disaster.
That makes sense.
Tam, what's going on in there?
I don't know, but it's funny. And Tam's going to kind of lean forward and whisper to Artemis, and she's going to try and do it in character. Like, sir, maybe inform him that we think it's enemies of the state causing sabotage, and maybe he should assist us.
Oh, right. Yes. Sir, my lieutenant said that it could be enemies of the state calling sabotage, sir.
There you go. Gather the necessary crew that you require. And have them assist you.
He gestures to all these crabs. Other small eurypterids and other sea life.
Can I get a knowledge check on this wonderful creature?
Yeah, sure. What kind check you want? What do you want to know?
You're the boss. You tell me what to roll, man.
Okay, well, this would be, I believe, planes.
That is a 14 for knowledge.
14 will tell you... Go ahead, Pete, what?
I would like Meta would like to stick her head in the room and detect magic.
Okay, you can do so.
Looking all around,
and at the same time, Neil over here wants to know something.
30 knowledge planes.
30 planes. Was there anybody else that wanted to know something that I have to all compute at the same fucking time?
Since you're offering to answer questions, how many crabs are there?
And
what kind of crab?
Yet.
Can we finish with the knowledge check?
No,
first?
I need to know rock nest, dungeon nest, like hey, rock lobster. What are we doing?
I have a GM question. GM, Northern Atlantis. Did you say that we could see the on top of the cliff? We could see the stones, or this was where the area where the lightning was. Refresh my memory.
Yeah, the tide stones were up at the top of the cliff, about 100 feet above you.
What?
Off to the north and east a little bit. Does that answer your question there?
Right. I just wanted to remember what we could actually see from the deck of the ship before we came in.
Oh, yeah. That not much more than what you see right now. Okay, now I'm going to answer Will's question.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
There are 105.
Hey, that's a lot of crab.
Crabs and other small critters.
That's what he said.
And the 30 on the planes.
Yep.
Planes.
I may be wrong about that. Shoot me later. I don't give a fuck.
No, it's planes.
This is a water method.
Sweet.
And what do you want to know about water methods?
How many questions will I get?
I don't know. Two or three. Whatever.
Okay, cool. Just give me shit.
Damn it, I thought I had it printed on this, but I have a salt method printed on here. That's about the closest thing.
It's fine.
An assault method? Do they have, like, machine guns? No. Laser tracking and stuff?
But they got this really cool crossbow that has this rotating barrel, and it's just all loaded up, you know?
Artemis will kind of turn his head to the side of his left shoulder towards Tam and go, putting a on the captain's coat, a, okay, a?
Tam pauses for a minute. Oh, right, yeah, all right. And disappears, you know, from sight.
Okay.
And not literally, but, like, moves to the side so, she, you know, the Mephit can't see her.
Okay. Going back to questions, what do you want to know?
Just give me three things.
Three things?
Well, however many I get.
Okay. Spell-like abilities. Yes, they do have some of those. Acid Arrow, one per hour. Stinking Cloud, once a day. They have a breath weapon. Shit, I didn't know that. Cone of acid that deals 1d8. They have a swim speed, which is awfully handy if you're a water method, I guess. And that's what you know.
Sweet.
So, did I get everybody's questions answered yet?
Pete had a detect magic that you need to resolve.
Okay.
And while you're thinking of that, Tam's going to think a little better of Artemis's suggestion because she's already kind of presented herself to this thing. She's going to get Nath dressed in the captain's clothes.
Nath's like got a crab in both hands that he's staring at.
And try to like, and, you know, she's trying to maneuver it around the basket, like trying to get it off of him so she can get the coat on and just like explain to him, you know, like, okay, you're going to pretend to be the captain and like you're in charge, maybe give it orders, like just, or let Artemis do all the talking and just pretend that, you know, like he's your subordinate or something, but just, you know, be captain-y.
Meanwhile, she's going through this whole thing and Nath's like, I wonder if I can milk a crab.
So Artemis will keep standing too with the Mephit, and he'll be kind of like glancing over his shoulder to see who's getting in the captain so he can announce them and ask permission for them to come aboard.
Oh, I'm sorry, I neglect to describe the Mephit a little bit. He is wearing captain's garb. So I don't know if you want to rethink your plan at this point, but he thinks he's the captain.
Nope.
Of this vessel. So
it's a visiting captain.
Okay, that's fine.
Does Commodore. This mean at this point that everyone is in the room with the Mephit?
You can be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, at that point, Tam, when I notice that everyone's in the room with the Mephit, I'm going to step back out to where I can keep an eye on the tide.
Okay. So, in the captain's eyes, captain air quotes. It looks like you're jumping two orders, probably. Tam is not in the room, you said?
Tam is in the first room, not the second room, that has the Mephit.
She's working dressing with Nath.
You're
Nath.
In the galley.
Yeah, the galley with Nath.
Okay. And you're going to dress him up. Is Nath going along with that?
Yeah.
Okay. He does. Not sure why, but okay. That kind of deal.
So, like, just give me a high sign, you know, when you're ready.
Okay.
I don't actually know what's going on.
It's perfect. It's going great.
It'll be great. Don't worry about it. Just
okay.
I just wanted
to make sure there wasn't some goal that you guys are working towards from last time.
Just roll up.
As long as you've known us, now, do you think there's really a plan?
Yes, we spent 12 hours working on this plan. It all hinges on Will. Let's not tell him anything. You got this.
I just wanted to make sure because I have no clue.
Perfect.
That's why I didn't tell you earlier when you were like, I don't know what's going on. And I was like, nobody knows what the fuck's going on. Like, welcome to the club.
Do you need a map?
No.
Okay. Have you?
He drew a map.
Have you ever really thought that this group has ever really known what's going on?
Well, like, we've had the captain's clothes out before for specific reasons. Like,
and there's a reason this time.
Like the ghost captain and stuff like that. And with the context of what we were doing before, it would have made sense to do that. I have no context, so I'm thinking there's a reason that you're doing
there
this.
There is a reason, but nobody knows it but Artemis because he's thinking this up on the fly.
Yeah, we're good.
Got it. Okay.
So as far as in the room goes, we have Artemis, Jarwin.
Yep.
And then Meta's in the room.
So I ask again, Will, are you going to go along with this?
Yes.
Okay.
And remember, Tam has specifically said, like, you don't even need to talk. You can just let Artemis do all the talking. And just kind of, like, shoves him forward, like pushing a kid onto stage who doesn't know their fucking lines. Just.
But then your quote-unquote captain, Method, in front of you.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not one of my regular crew. Who are you?
Who's he looking at?
Artemis.
Oh. Yes, sir. It's quite quick, sir. But I have been sent aboard, and I was granted offered to come on access on deck by your crab servant up top, the watch of the deck.
Oh, so you're a new recruit.
Actually, sir, I am a liaison officer for Commodore Nath Vindicar of the Defiance and the Brian Demon Sat.
Nath.
He has permission to come aboard.
Nath swaggers into the room, stomping.
And Artemis goes... ding, ding,
good
ding,
word
ding,
usage.
Vindicar, arriving.
Everybody, and Tam snaps a salute.
Meta looks from Artemis Jarwin to Nath to the Method and
at ease, crew.
Jarwin summons a drum and plays a beat.
Meta continues to look around, kind of baffled at the Artemis companions.
Meta, salute.
She waves.
All right, it's good enough. Sir, may I present to you Commodore Nath Vindicar?
Oh, Commodore. It is my pleasure to receive you.
Damn.
That it is.
Did he get a promotion?
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
I appreciate the welcome.
What can I do for you, Captain Commodore?
And everybody that can't see, Nath is looking at Artemis with like, what am I doing here on space? And he goes,
as he is here at the table.
And Artemis goes, oh, sorry, Commodore, sir, didn't you want to speak to the captain about the lady that went over to the Tidestones, that was the one we're looking for, the deserter off your ship?
Tam is frantically scribbling in the background.
I would have thought that you had filled him in before I got here.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't know if that was privy knowledge for the Commodore and captain's only, sir.
So,
I appreciate your secrecy, and do please fill our friend in.
Tam, you know, hands the sheet of paper to Nath that just says, and says, "Sir, I know you're very busy, but here is your schedule as a reminder." And on the sheet, it just says, "Let Artemis do the talking and get the fuck out of the room."
Oh, this is fucking awesome! All right, with that, I want you to roll a diplomacy.
Me or Nath?
You're the one doing all the talking, go ahead.
Can we all aid?
Can I do a bluff instead?
Yes.
That this is a very, very heavy bluff.
This would be a bluff, and I will attempt to aid. I give you aid.
Same with Nath.
Remind me on bluff, because it does ask for diplomacy specifically here.
It doesn't matter. My diplo and bluff are the same, so.
Okay.
So I've got 2, 4, 6.
I have a question.
Yes, I might have an answer.
Is this thing potentially sexually attracted to Meta?
I hate that fucking trait.
Second time you've asked me that thing.
Roll percentile dice. Come on.
Well, you are a hag, right?
Yeah, a green hag.
Yeah, female.
Yeah, with huge tracts of land.
It matters. She's a stately woman.
And you're a green hag. Is that water based?
It's swamp-based.
Swamp-based. So somewhat, right?
Yeah.
Give you 50-50 on that.
Swamp water.
I mean, he is a sailor, right?
Yeah.
He's been undersea for a while.
Don't try to justify this. Like, just say no. Come on.
Come on.
42? That's a yes.
All right.
Because 42 is the best fucking number.
In that case, my bluff is a 10 and I aid.
All right.
So it's 8. All right. So... I rolled a 16. I've got a plus 9. That's a 25. 25 plus 8 is
33. Wow.
Good shit.
It's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. With the 33, you killed it not once, but twice. Yeah, he knows exactly what...
I know exactly who you speak of. She looked real suspect. And she went to the cave over there, the big scary doors, that was just
Whoa, girl.
Artemis, ask him if he knows how to open those doors. They look really big.
They're already open.
Yeah, you mean the ones that are open there in the cliff face?
Yeah.
Below where it says, Pete's going to, I'm going to shove it up your ass.
Yeah. Right there, you know. Hey, can I still see the Mephit from being outside if I look through the galley into wherever they are? Can I see it? Straight shot.
You're inside the cabin. You want to see the doors?
No, I want to see the Mephit. I stood outside just to keep an eye on the tide.
So you're in the galley right now?
I'm in the doorway for the galley.
Well, then, yeah, you can look in and see the Mephit.
Can I detect evil on him?
Sure. Go ahead. It takes a round, right?
I don't think so with a judgment. With the stuff from this dude.
If there's not an action listed, it's defaults to standard action.
While he's looking that up, Tam's going to... Commodore, sir, don't forget the part on there that talked about the requisitioning necessary supplies, like, while staring at Artemis.
Yes, Captain, sir. The Commodore wanted me to inquire if you could give us a bit of knowledge about any dangers inside those doors. Is it a fortification? And if you had any useful supplies that he could requisition for our honorable effort to recover and capture a deserter from our ship.
Of course, the honorable Commodore is welcome to any provisions I have.
To answer your question, this critter is not evil.
Okay.
The captain is not evil. I don't know if I told you his fucking name. Usually you guys ask.
Well, I figured he would introduce himself.
Captain Aquabus.
Aquabus?
Aquabus.
Aquabus.
That's E-K-U-B-U-S.
Aquabus.
Is anybody writing that down just
Aquabus.
In
case?
Yep. That's what I got. No. Aquabus. Okay.
Sure.
Did we ask him the name of the ship?
Crab. The Aquabus.
Captain Aquabus on the Aquabus.
Yes. Now it's a sub-Aquabus.
sir, would you direct some of my hands to the storerooms where we could requisition supplies, sir?
Sure. Little saddle dogs, give them a hand.
And he points at a couple crabs, and he thinks they're obeying him, but they're really straying around this way and that and not paying any attention.
Any other doors off of this room?
No, but there is a stairwell.
Ah, excellent.
Nath says, Code Frig, you look like you have everything under control here. I'm going to return to the deck.
Aw, sir!
Jarwin will play on the drums again.
Salute.
Vindicop!
Nath
departing.
Marches out.
I'm finally going to answer that detect magic question.
Oh.
Yeah, none.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we waited for that.
Not on this deck, no.
So now that the Commodore has left, I kind of relax a little bit and I go, sir, now that the Commodore is off the deck.
Yes,
I know, it's very...
That was tense. What doesn't happen every day?
I know, right? I mean,
the sexual tension was so high.
He's a pretty good bloke for a Commodore. I mean, he is kind of by the book.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
He's a man of few words.
What's the word I'm looking for? He's stern.
Yes, and majestic, yes. Don't forget majestic.
Majestic, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Excuse me.
It's
pardon me.
Basket that really sets it off.
No, that was in the other room. Meta pushes through Artemis and the captain and walks downstairs.
Yeah. Hello. What are you? Hey, my crew is busy down there. Don't bother him unless you absolutely have to.
And she just keeps walking downstairs.
Okay. She's going to requisition supplies, sir.
Yeah, but the sailors down there are super, super busy. I would prefer if you didn't bother them.
That's your second warning.
Hey, Meta, let's get the supplies that are up here. I don't think we need the supplies down there.
Captain Aquabus of the Aquabus, would you be so kind? Do you remember anything about this lady that opened the doors?
My ship is called the Salty Strumpet.
Oh, the Salty Strumpet.
That's right.
I used to frequent a house called the Silver Strumpet.
Oh.
Strumpet or Crumpet?
What sport was that?
That was in Blood Cove.
Blood Cove.
I'm sure Captain, like yourself, has journeyed there many times and dropped anchor there.
No.
Sadly, not.
I highly, highly recommend that you do so at the first opportunity.
It's infamous.
Optimus?
About that dirty deserter that opened those doors.
Yeah.
You said she did that yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday.
And do you remember what path she took, or if she did anything special when she entered?
She kind of scared me, to be honest with you. Yes. I just peeked at her from here in the the next room over at the galley. No, she just walked right on up from sandbar to sandbar.
Do you know anything about those doors or who lived there?
They're scary looking when they're closed, I can tell you that.
Yeah, there's faces?
Scary looking vampires on their doors, yes.
Vampires?
Yes.
You know what a vampire is?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Have you seen any of the vampires that are pictured on the doors?
No.
Well, that's
not
good.
Not in person, thank God.
Yes, that's good.
In order to see them in person, wouldn't you have to be a person?
Well, it's a figure of speech, asshole.
Wait, which god?
Well, Apsu, of course.
Well, Captain, with your permission, we'll make our way back to the gangplank and disembark your wonderful vessel.
That was good. No.
Mate Artemis, we had to requisition supplies. Yep. There is another door outside, right? There's another...
No. There's just two rooms on this level, then the stairways in the back room behind the captain.
And the captain said that the sailors down below in the water... are very busy.
Yes, I understand.
And we shouldn't disturb them.
Well, go ahead.
I give really big winks at Tam.
Yeah, she's not saying anything because she doesn't want to discuss it in front of this guy.
Well, so, by your leave, Captain Sir.
My leave is given. Carry on.
All right, you lot. Disembark the vessel.
So, just out of curiosity, could you guys understand that voice at all?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I don't know how well it's going to come through in the recording.
Sounded
but
watery.
If worse comes to worse, we just have you completely redo the entire thing.
Okay, yeah. We'll next time.
Yeah. I had issues.
When don't you have issues?
You always have issues.
It's high-pitched things.
Oh.
Specifically.
But as they're leaving, Tam's going to look at Artemis and be like, listen, you expressed an interest in the Pathfinder Society earlier, in which case you'll need to stay the fuck away from Blood Cove. Just fair warning.
Well, it was several years ago, love, and I mean, I just stopped there.
No, I meant like in the future. Like, you seem to enjoy it. You won't be able to go back if you join the Society. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, why not?
Because the Aspis Consortium controls Blood Cove and they will kill you.
If I'm a Pathfinder?
Yes.
Well, why the fuck would I want to be a Pathfinder then? If they're going to kill me.
You expressed an interest. I'm just warning you.
Well, you didn't tell me there were people out to kill the Pathfinders. I mean, that would have been like something you should have led with. Like.
Hey, if you stand for something, you're always going to make enemies.
Artemis, I do believe you may have failed to notice this, but even here, people are out to kill us.
Right, but I'm not a Pathfinder.
Yeah, well, whenever you join pretty much any organization, there's going to be somebody opposed to you, and they're going to want to try and kill you.
Like, well, we're going to have a talk about who is after who before I sign anything on dotted lines. I'm not saying I'm opposed. I just want to be fully informed.
So.
Are you guys outside where I can hear this conversation?
Yeah, we're out on the deck now.
Yeah, we went back outside on the deck because now we're going to leave and go towards the big doors.
Leave?
Yes.
By air quotes, I assume Tam has different ideas.
Well, we got permission to requisition supplies, and we've been told this boat is pretty waterlogged, so she's thinking, you know, we might be able to get in another way, even if there's not currently a door.
Don't we have those potions of water breathing, too?
You could. The cargo hold that where the stairs were going is underwater, but yeah, you could totally do that.
Tam, I don't know if this little guy has really any supplies. I mean, his crew was entirely made of urethrids and crabs. I mean, he's not all there. And that's the first rule of crazy people. You have to humor them.
Do they get the name of the ship?
The Salty Strumpet.
The Salty Strumpet. Can I do a knowledge check on the Salty Strumpet?
Artemis, it's the fact that he is here is actually that makes me so curious. Because I don't know if you noticed,
God damn it,
but that thing's not native to this plane.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
So something brought it here, and if that something is here on this ship, I want it. I want it badly.
But what if it's like a great gaping gateway to another dimension?
Well, then we would know about it. We could learn about that. And realistically, if there was, this place would be drained all the time because the water would just flow through it.
So,
I guess
I was kidding, but yeah, there's really not much.
There's nothing?
No.
Okay. I was thinking if maybe it had, you know, infamy or something, maybe I would know a little something about
Ronan
it.
Ronan just wants to know what a strumpet is.
See, is it anything like
add
a handy?
That to the list.
No, like a handy. Like, a strumpet
like,
handy.
It's like someone that gives you a handy, Ronan.
Oh, that's the
for
strumpet.
Money.
It's a strumpet.
Ah, a strumpet. Yes. A strumpet Nath gives a handy.
That was not the real name of the ship.
What's that?
Nath assumed that was not the real name of the ship, that he had renamed it when he took residence.
Well, Aquabus?
Yeah, to the Aquabus.
The ship is actually called Pete, I'll shove that up your ass.
Oh, so they were just like trying to, it's like a help sign.
Yeah.
It's like, help over here.
The Succubus.
So, I mean, I'm not opposed, you know, to them like scampering off down below and, you know, doing detect magic through a hole in the bulkhead. But how many of those breathe water potions do we actually have?
By them, you mean me, right?
I mean, I'm looking through my notes, and I don't have the water-breathing potions written down, so I hope somebody else does.
To be fair, Ronan, I'm not really sure you're the best to be looking through holes.
I actually kind of presumed that anybody could just hold their breath long enough to determine if there was magic.
It's only a few seconds.
So does anybody actually have the potions written down?
Tam does not.
I'm looking.
I do not, so if nobody does, then I don't know what we actually have. Because when I'm here, I'm usually the note taker.
I've got four written down.
You've got four written down?
Well, then we have four.
There they are.
Go Will's memory.
So, Meta pulls a rope out of her pack, ties it around her waist, and hands it in to Tam.
I'll hop in and take a look if you want to pull me up when I tug on this.
I don't need you to literally go in. Just put your head in. Just lean.
Hold the rope anyway.
All right.
Safety first.
Tam, like, very lazily holds the rope in one hand.
This is going to go poorly.
It's going to be awesome. What are you talking about?
Meta leans over and... Sploosh. Shoves her head underwater.
Okay. You weren't jumping in. You're just going...
No.
Okay. So, you get your head in the water and open your eyes.
Dunno.
And it's salty and kind of stings. The porthole that you can see is over to the left and 2 more feet down.
All right. So, pull my head up out of the water. I walk 2 feet to the left.
It's like a shampoo commercial. Just like all... it sheds water. Shake it behind her.
Droplets glinting in the sky in the sunlight.
Like it's diamonds. Over here, guys.
So Tam will move over to where she saw the porthole.
Oh, will she, huh?
Or Meta will move over to about where she saw the porthole. And
we're doing the whole Not Jarwin thing all over again.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Another breath.
Everybody just wants to play Tam.
You jumping in this time?
No. Head underwater.
Head underwater.
Okay. She's dunking herself.
Okay. So you put your head underwater. You open your eyes. Salt water. It stings. The porthole is still another foot and a half away from all where right. You want to be to look in.
Were there railings on this ship?
Not anymore, no.
Pull my head. She pulls her head up. Grab my feet. And then goes and head first into the water again and kind of slides forward. Hoping someone grabs her feet.
Tam grabs her ankles.
Okay. And how tall
meaning
are you?
Meta's ankles, not your own, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Meta?
Meta is 5'4".
5'4", okay. That's what I figured. I always think you're shorter than you actually say you are, but yeah, that ought to get it.
This real life taking
am,
over.
I am taller than 5'4", so fuck you.
He's 5'5", okay?
So you get it. You have an upside down view of the cargo hold at this point. And here, I'll tell you what you see.
She'll immediately cast Detect Magic.
Okay, good call. Little remains of this cargo hold to evoke its nature, because the walls are completely encrusted with barnacles, seaweed, starfish, and other tidal creatures. And I'll even give you a little bit more in one corner of this room, the far corner from you, but at the same side, on the northeast corner of this room, there is something that looks like a huge round porcupine. It's got all these needles sticking out. And then it looks like it's probably as big as you are, if not bigger. And you said you had detect magic?
Yes.
You can detect something going on in this room right near that huge, let's just call it a sea urchin, shall we?
Okay, why don't we?
Or maybe we could call it a spear urchin.
Dun, dun, dun. So, can I get a check to see if I realize what that magic item is from where I'm at?
Sure, how would that normally work?
Normally, the GM would be very kind to just tell me what it is.
can he actually see what is emanating the magic? That's what he's probably getting at.
First,
or is it just the aura?
Well, first round is presence, second round is location, and then third round is what type it is, I think.
Okay, how long can you hold your breath?
More than three rounds.
Double your constitution, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of spears, quote-unquote, sticking off of the urchin. But despite that, you can kind of piece together that it looks like a coil of rope.
And the rope is magical?
Yep.
Neat. Can I get a check to see if I identify what class of magic it is?
Go ahead.
It'd be a 15.
Now I gotta look that fucker up, is that you're telling me?
Most of them are 15 plus caster level or 10 plus caster level, I don't remember which.
Faint transmutation.
Oh, okay. And the creature, is it a knowledge nature?
Yeah.
It'd be a knowledge arcana check. The DC is 15 plus spell level plus half the caster level.
He's talking about the creature now. What are you talking about?
Your magic item identification.
Yeah.
I only got a 10 on the creature, so I'm guessing I didn't identify it. So I will try to pull myself... Meta will try to pull herself back up onto the ship.
Seeing her struggling, Tam will assist.
Thank goodness.
And...
What'd you say, Meta?
Shake the hair.
Oh, wow.
Fix her dress.
Ooh.
What dress? Shove the girls back in. Hanging upside down.
I forgot what I was going to say. What did you find, Meta?
So, I found a porthole.
I'm just imagining Tam reaching over and like closing Artemis's mouth. Just
yeah, that happened.
And there's a magical rope of some kind in there. Transmutation. And there is a ginormous were-spear porcupine thing.
A what?
She said were-spear porcupine thing.
How about I go take a look and we'll maybe get a little better idea about what stuff's down there.
Artemis will hold Jawan's ankles.
Thank you. Yeah, he will.
Woo! Hey, not that kind of sailor.
Me neither.
What happens at sea stays at sea.
We'll repeat the same crap.
Okay. Except for it's not going to be Tam this time. It's going to be Artie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you do so. Didn't make your rolls.
To identify the item.
Just got to look up the DC before it tells you what it is. No,
I didn't identify the item. I only got a 13. To identify the creature... I got a 19.
19 is, and I forget, that's versus its CR, is that right?
10 plus CR, right?
Yep, 10 plus CR.
If it's uncommon, 15 plus CR.
Mm-hmm. And if it's severely uncommon, 20 plus CR.
And if it's unique, 30 plus CR.
And if it's Neil, it's 40 plus CR.
Because yep. I'm that fucking awesome.
There he is. What'd you say you rolled?
14,
15?
I don't fucking remember.
19.
19.
Neil
19.
Got a 19 on the roll.
Thanks.
19? Yeah, you know this is something called a spear urchin.
Okay.
And it's kind of, for those in the know like you know, they call them spears for a reason because they come shooting at you when you get close.
So did you figure out what the rope thing was?
I did not, but we got an interesting creature down there that Tam may want to check out.
Are you still underwater?
Not anymore. I'll come back up before I start talking.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be...
Do you think that I could climb down the side of the ship proficiently, or is it...
I imagine it's probably slippery.
He said it was covered in barnacles.
You have a climb
stuff.
Speed, right?
Yeah, and...
Which would give you a plus 8 on your climb checks if it's difficult.
I mean, I'm
like
sure
that.
You could. It would require... It wouldn't be automatic. It would require a roll.
Okay, with my climb.
Mm-hmm.
All right, at 30 something.
Oh yeah, you definitely can make that. It is great. Slippery here, but yeah, you can definitely make it.
All right, I'm going to take a look at the window, and I wanted to do detect magic before I went down. Just to let you know.
Okay.
I look in the window.
Yes.
I look at the rope.
Yes.
And what check are you looking for, spellcraft?
It's knowledge arcana.
Knowledge arcana.
Yeah.
And just for the record, you are climbing down the side of a submerged underwater ship.
Yeah.
Because damn it, we have to know what this rope is.
Okay.
We're just curious.
Yeah. That is a 22.
It's a rope of bondage.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
That would be wonderful.
It's a rope of consensual non-consensual.
So he doesn't know what a handy is, but autoerotic asphyxiation.
It sounds wonderful. But
there were stories back in the tribe.
Well, I can hear the timer. We may have to pick this up next time on Shield Bash. Thanks for listening, everybody. See ya.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.